Hello, everybody. It's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe. With a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It's 154, I believe, the episode. So I'm sitting up here at my desk, and man, Georgie and I went for a bike ride yesterday because, you know, here in PA, it's 80 degrees. We went from like winter to like summer, just like that. And holy snapdragon. So my allergies are a hot mess and my body hurts because yesterday that bike ride was awesome, but it was windy and sunny and holy shit. My body hurts. I'm not going to lie. It hurts so bad. Oh, listen to this. Can you hear it? That's the dog. She's at the bottom of the steps. I hope she changed her mind. I thought she was going to ring the bell because as I always start a project or go live. Oh, we're back to the door. And there's the bells. All right, so intermission's over. I had to take my dog out for a Pooposaurus. As you know, I do everything with you. So, yeah, my dog's not feeling well. Poor thing. She's getting old. It's scaring the shit out of me. And I don't know. Anybody out there with a senior dog, you got to hit me up and give me some tips for this. Like, I'm going to be devastated because she's my only child. And I don't know what I'm going to do. So, moving on to better and brighter things. Georgie and I went for a bike ride yesterday, and like I said, it was 80 degrees, and it was wicked windy. So for about 10 miles out, we're just pushing against the wind. And if you ever went for a walk in the wind, just imagine biking. And it was just like biking through concrete, and it was just really tough, and oh, I just felt like I was going nowhere. I was going like 12, 13 miles an hour, and I just felt like I was going nowhere, and I was just pushing and pushing and pushing. So like my knees are a little sore this morning, and my one forearm is really sore, my left one. So I've been trying to stretch that out. I being visually impaired in my one eye, and we went around 5 o'clock, and it's like when the sun's coming down and the trees and the sun coming through the trees, it really like hinders my cycling at night. So I slow down even more, and I hit a pothole pretty gnarly, which I didn't bend my rim, which is super nice, but I really like grab my handlebars and I tensed up. So my forearm really hurts today. But yeah, I definitely know myself because George goes so fast, obviously, because he can see a lot better than I can. I get a little scared because when it's that nighttime, dusk time, I can't see all that well. Even with my special sunglasses and stuff, if George is not like 10 feet in front of me and he doesn't give me all the hand signals, it makes it really tough for me to see. So yeah, I get a little panicky because I don't know if someone's gonna fling a car door open or a dog's gonna come out or a person between cars, and it's just an extra thing that I have to worry about when I bike by myself, even though George was like probably a couple blocks ahead of me. He's like, "You're really slow today." And I'm like, "I can't see." And then like it being so windy, when the wind is going past my ears, it was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." That's all I heard. And he's like, "Oh, babe, I forgot. I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "It's okay. Like, I really rely on my hearing a lot when I bike because I can hear cars. I can feel cars on the road. It sounds really weird, but I can feel like it through my bike. If a car is coming up next to me, I can definitely hear them, how far back they are and if they're getting closer and how close the vibration of noise is to my body and how close they are going to be like next to my body. I know it sounds so weird, but I'm so used to this now, but I could not hear any of that yesterday with the wind, and it was really, really bad. So usually it's not like that when we're biking, but some days you have really windy days. So I just want to explain that to you because that's what it's like being a visually impaired cyclist or an adaptive athlete. Like, we have to adapt to the surroundings, and sometimes it's a little scary, but yeah. So today's podcast, I want to talk about being authentic. I just did a awesome YouTube video with my bestie Kristen, and we started a new YouTube channel called The Antidote, and we're going to do weekly YouTubes on just the real shit that happens during the day, like real shit topics. I shouldn't say shit topics, but the things that happen to us in the everyday world. And I'm all about the everyday thing. That's why I have a group called The Everyday Wellness. And wait to the end because I have a special for you about the Everyday Wellness group. But everyday things that happen to us, like, we need to talk about them. Like, let's talk about authenticity. People always say, you know, role model people and be just like them. I want to be like them when I grow up. Yeah, it's fun to have role models, but you don't want to be just like them. You want to have, like, you know, a trait here or there, or, you know, idolize them, or like, oh, they're like a little bit of a role model. I get it. But you don't want to be just like them. You want to be you, but just idolize them in a little bit. What I'm trying to say is we tend to say, I want to be like a Jennifer Lopez, or, you know, a lot of people are like the Kardashians, which I don't watch the Kardashians, so I guess that's a bad analogy for me, but it's like, I want to be like this person, and they go out of their way to buy the clothing, buy the makeup, do the hair, whatever, to look, feel, and be like them. But unfortunately, inside the person, you're not them. And it's so interesting that we try to be like these other people, but we'll never be them because you're somebody else. And it's so hard to replicate this other person because you got to do all these things and the makeup and the hair, the nail, the car, the handbags, whatever, and act and walk and talk and like all these other people. But it's so much easier to remember how to be you versus how to be somebody else. And that's what we were kind of talking about in this YouTube video, which, once again, I'll put the link in the show notes for you to watch this, that just be you. Your friends, your family, your circle of trust will love you for you, not because you are a clone of somebody else. And one of the other things that we talked about is, like, don't fake it till you make it. Like, I used to live by this motto, like, I'm going to fake it till I make it. I'm going to have all these things and I'm going to look good and I'm going to present like I'm badass, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, bitch, don't do that. Like, ask for help. Stop faking it, because you're going to live this lifestyle of faking it to the make it that you're going to actually believe that this is the way that you're going to get ahead by faking it, like skipping steps and, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing and get ahead. No, because you're not actually learning. You're just skipping from lily pad to lily pad and getting things, but you're not actually learning the process. Stop it. Stop it. I get so angry about this because this was me, that I would put on the shiny face and the mask and I would be like, everything is great. And I'm like, behind the scenes, I was a hot mess express. And it wasn't until like I took off the mask and I was like, no, things aren't good. Like, this is the way it is. I need help. And when I finally got help, I got coaches, I got a therapist, I talked to a sports psychologist, I did all these things, and they started to help me, and I was able to put my life back together, that I didn't have to fake it till I made it, because I was able to be my authentic self and show up as me. Does that make sense? For me, it does, because I don't need to be somebody else. My life is so full of joy and laughter and happiness and full of gratitude because I am happy who I am. I love what I do. I love helping people. I love coaching. I love cycling. I love my husband, my dog, like my life. I love everything around me. Even the shitty things that happen. My mom's passing has taught me so much about gratitude and being yourself and never forgetting to enjoy the process of life. Don't fake it. Because one, let me tell you, I'm getting a little close to the mic here. Because we can see it. We can see through your bullshit. And we see that you're faking it. Your true friends will be like, girl, stop. Just stop. So stop faking it. Ask for help. Reach out. And get some help. Whatever your help is, if you want to get a new job, get a career coach. Get a coach in general. Like, hi, I'm a coach who has coaches, multiple coaches. Like, yes, I'm in a Tony Robbins world because I'm still getting coached. I am still forever learning and growing about myself. What makes me a better human, makes me a better leader, makes me a better wellness coach, makes me a better athlete, a wife, a woman, a badass person, human in the community. Like, we need to do that. We need to have people who teach us to be better. But also what's super important is we need to learn how to close the gap. And you hear this a lot in the personal development group, like society, is if you want to go from point A to point B, you got to figure it out. You got to do the work. You got to understand that there's going to be time and effort to get from point A to point B. You can't do a hack. And this was one of the topics we talked about in this YouTube video. Once again, I'll put that in the show notes below, is that you can't hack your way through life. I've seen it in, Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, that it's like 40 ways to hack life. And I'm guilty of this. I actually had this on my Instagram bio. It's like, I teach wellness hacks. And the more I thought about it, it felt cringy. I was cringing on myself because it's like, I don't want to teach people hacks. I want to teach them real life scenarios and like strategies that are helpful in everyday situations. I want to teach people how to get from point A to point B with real knowledge, not a hack, because a hack is like the cliff notes of life. Because a hack is not going to really teach you the whole lesson. It's just something to get you on that lily pad to jump from one to the next. And once you learn all these hacks, that's great. You may excel and be successful with all these amazing hacks. But you know what, honey? It's very lonely at the top if you just do everything and hack. And you can't close the gap with the hacks. You gotta do the work. You gotta figure out how to close that gap, build the bridge, and learn the process. First of all, it's more rewarding for you to be like, oh my God, I did this myself. This is amazing. I had this life experience. Versus, oh, my friend just gave this to me and now I can move on. Sure, that's the easy way. We all like easy. But I don't know about you. I'd rather learn how to do it myself and say, oh, I can always go back and fix something if I need to. And my prime example is people in a business, obviously I own my own business, they're like, oh, well, you can just outsource this and outsource that. That's great. And I can outsource all this. But when I started my business, I learned how to do everything myself. My own webpage, building sales funnels, building everything around my business techie because I can fix it. Sure, nowadays I can outsource everything, but when shit breaks, I can fix it. The hack now is that I can outsource this, but I know how to do it because I did the work. I closed the gap myself. You see what I'm saying? You can't get ahead by just doing the cliff notes because you're missing the whole life experience. If you want a better job, hire a coach. If you want to make more money, hire a coach. If you want to be a better athlete, hire a coach. If you want to have a better relationship with your body, hire a coach. This is why I do what I do. Coaches are here to help you close the gap. They are an expert in something. You just have to find the best coach that you work well with. I'm not saying that I am the God's greatest gift to everything, but girl, I do know a lot of things. But I'm telling you that the best people out there, Tony Robbins, Oprah, Jamie Kern Lima, Mel Robbins, all these amazing individuals, they have coaches, they have teams that work with them to keep them on point. Why don't you have a team that works with you? I'm not saying that your bestie isn't amazing, but I'm saying sometimes your bestie commiserates with you. That's not a coach. That's a commiserator. We all have somebody that sits there and drinks with you and eats with you and commiserates with you, but that's not solving the problem. That's another problem that we have. Okay, this was really intense and I apologize because you know what? I'm really passionate about being an authentic person because this is something I had to do at a very young age. I had to grow up super fast, being visually impaired, special needs, all these things, because I was faced with reality real quick. But you know what? I learned that if you ask for help, you kind of get shit done a lot faster. And I don't have a problem asking for help. And there's times that I blatantly will go on the internet and be like, help, someone help me. Like I did this morning in this podcast. I'm like, has anybody ever seen your dog? Because you need to reach out with me because I need some help. Don't be afraid. It's not a sign of weakness. But anywho, like I promised earlier in the podcast, I am having a special for you, all my listeners, my beautiful community in the Everyday Wellness Group. That's right, my group, my mastermind, my gorgeous wellness community. It is $10 off this month. Join, it is $10 off. Instead of $27.99, it is $17.99 to join forever for you for $17.99. Because you know what? April brings goodness and gratitude in my heart. And you know what? If you want to learn a little bit about wellness, mental wellness, physical wellness, whatever wellness in everyday situations, you should join the group. So just a heads up, I'm only taking 10 people. That's right, 1-0-10 at this special price because you know what? Your girl only has so much generosity and then I'm closing it down and the price is going back up. So hop into the group at $17.99 because yeah, it's a good time. So if you want to work with me at a fantastic price, girl, this is the place to be. So if you want to know more about the Everyday Wellness monthly membership, and the Antidote YouTube channel, click the show notes below because that's where all the goodness is. So hopefully you took something out of this spitfire today, because talking about authenticity gets me all fired up. So mwah, I love you all and have an amazing week. Take care. Bye.